Well, today's lesson is Being Advised of Adventure Busters, Part 1. And each of us as men need to have a vision to live. We need to have an understanding. We've been talking about that each session as we've looked at this, that to look ahead, to see what my life would look like by the decisions, based on the decisions that I make. And there's two obstacles in every man's adventure. And here's a general overview. There's the adventure when you look at life through the lens of Hebrews 12:1, which is that cloud of witnesses afterwards, and then looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Point one is wrong-headedness that slows us down. And so if we're thinking incorrectly, then that's going to slow us down. And that leads to wrongdoing that holds us back. And so that weight that we are holding on to, that sin that we hold on to, that's going to slow us down. We would not, unless we were working out, but if we're running a race set before us, we don't want to have a backpack of stuff on us. And so there's four results of being weighed down and tangled up. First of all, there's less to this vision. There's less to this dream. And then secondly, hard rebuilding. We're constantly having to go back and straighten things out instead of moving ahead for the glory of God. And thirdly, it's bondage. If we were to look at the men around us and we saw them spiritually, what are the chains that are holding them down? And lastly, fourth, there's despair. There's just despair as we delve into these things. As we have a double life, we're playing games, and God cannot be honored in that. And so exploring those first two adventure busters, here's a specific look. A, the double life. The double life. And if you were to have a graph before you with arrows pointing one direction left, one direction right, going left is dysfunctional. Going right is functional. And it brings us to that verse in James 1, verse 8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And so diagrammed, we see a person that's dysfunctional having stated values conflict with actual behavior. And in the middle of that would be stated values ebb and flow with actual behavior. And then functionally, stated values consistently match actual behavior. So you're not being a liar. You're not being just double-minded. And when you're on that dysfunctional side, your marriage is shallow. Whereas on the functional, your marriage is intimate. There's trust there. And then on the dysfunctional side, your children are wounded. It affects our kids. And on the functional side, children will be healthy. And dysfunctional side, there's a noble cause that's determined. But in the functional side, it's noble cause enhanced. And there'll be spiritual judgment on the dysfunctional side as opposed to spiritual blessing on the functional side. So, summarized, the greater the separation between our public face and our private behavior, the smaller our capacity for real adventure. So the world would say, keep playing games, live the fantasy life, but in reality, it's foolishness. And religious people often set themselves up for the double life by thinking, if I do these certain things, it'll counteract the bad things I shouldn't be doing. And you and I just need to stop and realize integrity is just healthy. I sleep better. I think better. So these safeguards with real conclusions, sometimes you have to have written convictions. And you need to have friends you are accountable to. I want you to stop and think about the sexual shortcuts that go on. First of all, sex is and should be a wonderful part of the great adventure. Sex is God's gift to us. And great sex is the union of souls as well as bodies. It's a mind thing. It's not just a thing that is involving what's below the belt. The freedom with our spouse to know that I'm living right. And great sex has boundaries. It's the willingness to say no to what is out of bounds with how God has determined what He's determined. And sex can also be a stumbling block to the great adventure. Now, why do men falter? Well, they fall into foolish fantasy and they're ignorant of the consequences. We see David walking on that roof, looking out, seeing Bathsheba, and not stopping himself. The deep need in men for emotional reassurance. We have that. Let's just own it. This is why men falter. And another reason is boredom. Boredom. It's the devil's workshop. So what are you getting involved in or not involved in that you ought to be? Let's use that time of fantasy. Let's use that to pour into our spouse. Think of a better date. Think of something that will liven up your romance with the woman you're married to. Invest in that. Write her the note. Text her the text telling her you love her. Take that time that you're wasting in other realms that are not good and focus it toward her. And then arrogance. I can handle this. Those four words, I can handle this. That's deadly. So safeguards for young men, faith, trusting the Lord. Maybe you're not married yet, but don't create habits, whether it be flirting or fantasy. And you think, once I get married, that will stop. It's mythology. And then friends you're accountable to. You really have truthful conversations. And then make time to love and enjoy your wife. Help her to know she's it for you. So the question I have for you today is, what was the most important thing you heard in today's session and why? And when it comes to sexual entanglements, where is your greatest vulnerability? Foolish fantasy? The need for emotional reassurance? Boredom? Arrogance? And could you explain that?